Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing.
Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight with Ron, and it is, let's see, what's the date? Wednesday, July the 17th, 2013. And we're going to carry on with our Wednesday clearing profile theme tonight, and we are going to be talking about our families and our soul families and how they affect us, why we're in one, what we can do about it, whether we like them or we don't like them. And there's usually some trouble somebody, some troublesome somebody in our soul family. So that's going to be our topic tonight. We have several clearings that we're going to talk about that can help us with any problems we may be having with our soul family. So, Ron, are you out there?
Yeah, so we could do the light beam activation.
Yeah.
Everybody, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll activate it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I need some more energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so for any of you who may want to call in tonight, we're just asking that you call just with questions about our topic for tonight, because we're trying to have these Wednesday shows stick to the one topic, so they're nice sort of packaged shows that we can refer people to if they have questions about a certain topic that we're covering, and then we can refer them to the archive. So soul families is our topic. If you've done any of the clearings that we're going to talk about tonight, that would be great if you'd like to call in with testimonials, or you can shoot them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. CLS for Creation Lightship, questions, plural, at yahoo.com. So, I guess before we get into the clearings, Ron, let's sort of lay the the ground here about what a soul family is here in the reincarnation loop of Earth versus the equivalent that we originally were in the light. So what happens in the light when we're created as a soul? What happens to us?
Hey, so it's kind of very similar to what they talk about here about your soul family. So in True Light, the spirits that are created at the same time will go to a home base energy, which you could call your soul family here. And you don't incarnate with these in True Light, but you have one place that you normally go to just to have a resting place, we'll say, after each incarnation. That's what we call the home base. And from there, in True Light, you just go out and you have your experience. You choose the life form. You energize that life form. Kind of like, you know, we'll just say you're having a cake mix and you add your ingredients into a container. Then maybe you put possible water or milk in it. And all of a sudden, voila, it becomes something else. Well, that's the same way in True Light. You energize a blueprint, much like, you know, adding your water or milk to a cake. And then from there, when you choose to leave a particular experience, you just de-energize the blueprint. No trauma, no drama, no heartache, no loss of friends and everything else that, like we have here. No sadness, no reincarnation, because, well, you needed to come back to the same place, you know. You just leave. Although here what happens is you have a soul family, and the soul family are people that you incarnate with all the time. Why do you have a soul family? It's because the dark side wants to keep you held at bay, and and they keep you attached to familiar sites and places. And this way you can have the information from those places getting returned back to you, like, oh, I've been here before, I know this person. And that person then can be able to press your buttons very easily. Now, what happens is the reason why they press your buttons is because you connect with them every night, and they talk about agreements for the next day, how to set yourself up, how to set them up, who's going to do this to who or what's going to be done. And then you kind of go on from there. Next day you have your experience because you are programmed to do so by the darkness. That's kind of the whole thing maybe in a nutshell there. So your soul family is for spiritual setups and agreements. And most of those are probably going to be more on the negative side. Like I say, how many of you out there had an agreement and you got a $1,000 check in the mail every day because one of your soul family members wanted to do that for you? Typically not. So, we continuously have all these situations going on. Situations normally are not a positive one. And the people around you are like your handlers, your caretakers. That's kind of one way of looking at it. They're there to make sure that you follow orders. And if you notice, a lot of times young children will actually control the parents. So that's another way to see how things are working. And the poor parents have to bond and relate to the child because they have, and maybe the child is the handler of the poor parent. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so in the dark we have a soul family with karma and contracts, and in the light we have a home base that is just a sort of a location, we can call it, for where our spirits go kind of in waves of being created together. And there's no contracts and no karma, and it's a much freer system. So obviously here we are stuck on Earth in the dark in this reincarnational loop with this soul family that we've been put into. And we're going through our lifetimes trying to free ourselves up, which kind of is close to impossible unless the light ship is here, and we have these clearings, and we have Ron here to run it all through. So the first clearing that we're going to talk about that helps us get out of this situation is called the soul family disconnection, and you can get that in the limited and unlimited form. So this would be the first big step to get yourself out of that karmic loop and out of the contracts that you've already made coming into this and other lifetimes. So it has six steps. Once you purchase it and get onto the page, put your name in, and step one is just a general soul family clearing. So Ron, maybe if we all can think of somebody that we know is in our soul family, and that would be our physical family members, parents, grandparents, siblings, children, you probably all know and recognize those in your soul family. And then close friends are often in our soul family group. You know, when you meet somebody and you have that feeling, I've known you before somewhere, they're probably in your soul family. So maybe, Ron, if we all think of somebody that we know is in our soul family, you can do a little sample disconnection on that. Just
sure.
One person.
Well, this could even be your mother or father-in-law. So here we go. Just think of somebody, and we'll take away their courting energy to you. Naturally, they're going to try to persuade you to do something. Well, you need to look at a situation. Remember, all the clearings that we do is in regards to a situation in your life. So think of something that person may have wanted you to do, or done something to them, or they did something to you, and you may not feel too good about it, but we'll take away that energetic cord. And here we go. But you must think of something. So one, two, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may feel some relief. And you are thinking of that person. Right now, that situation should be dampened quite a bit. And look upon another one that they've done to you. We'll release that cord, too. And you must think of something. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Oh, just see how you're feeling. It might be, you know, pretty good. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. So step two, and just to let you know, each of these six steps, the timer is preset for 60 minutes. So if you'd like to do more, you can reset that timer, but do at least an hour for each of these steps. So that was step number two. Number two is current. Now this is kind of the same because of the example I chose, but current soul family lifetime clearing. Obviously, we don't. Well, not obviously, but we don't incarnate with every single member of our soul family every lifetime. But step two is specifically for everybody in this lifetime. So I guess since we just did somebody we know, maybe we'll move on and not redo that because you kind of just did a sample on that, Ron. So step number three is past lifetime clearing. Now we may have had a past lifetime, many past lifetimes with somebody that we know right now in our soul family, or maybe somebody that we haven't encountered in this lifetime. So Ron, do you want to do a sample then of somebody that we had a life with prior to this one in our soul family?
Sure. So, again, think of a person. I'm sure you've had a situation or a lifetime with somebody. It could be your spouse. It could be one of your parents. So just pick one, and we'll just see how this turns out. Feel the energy leave you. Here we go. So, one. Oh, it's pretty heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just kind of see how you're doing now. And you may be surprised that you were with this person if you felt any energy leave you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Janice is writing into the fast chat. She's saying, I was jumping up and down with joy running this first step. And she's saying, I need the unlimited. I'm still being bombarded. So, yeah, I guess the unlimited is a good one to get on this because there's still other ways that our soul family connects to us, which we'll talk about in some of the other clearings we're going to cover during the show tonight. Let's see. And, Spirit, I'll get to your question in a minute here. I'm just trying to pull up. What did I just do with the clearing page? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we just did step number three, which was past. I have to... Here we go. Sorry. I'm trying to pull this over. Sorry, something has just popped up in my screen. All right, so step number four. Well, this is pretty interesting because step number four is future lifetime contracts clearing. So that means we have made some contracts for future lifetimes. And, of course, you know, Ron, you talk about timelines on this show. Almost every show. So we have lifetimes going on in the future, perhaps on parallel lives. on parallel timelines. So I guess we have future lifetime contracts that we can disconnect from with this clearing. So do you want to do a sample on that? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So this is if you typically what would happen is maybe on your soul family energies, maybe you're the one that wants to be beat up all the time. So we'll see if we have people raising their hand out there, if that's you. Or maybe you're the one that likes to beat up people. See, another people raising their hands. So more than likely, it's the first one where we're dealing with the most here. Oh, what does that mean to you? Well, maybe there's something in the future that you are agreeing to do to someone else, or something to have, you know, have done to you. Unfortunately, so people do have, remember, you live in time, and time has a past, and time has a future. Those are the timelines that you want to always do timeline crashes on to help you get out of this situation. So here we go. Let's release this energy. Think of something that maybe you've dealt with, and maybe you don't like the situation. So that means that maybe you feel like coming down the pike again here. You know, you think, uh-oh, this feels very familiar to me. And here comes Jane, or here comes Harry. I haven't seen him for 10 years, and here they're coming. Last time I saw them, I got into a car accident. They were talking with me in my car, and that happened. It told me how stupid I was for running a stop sign or something when they were distracting me. Something like that. Now they're coming over to see you. And now you remember, uh-oh, for that situation, what are they going to do next? Maybe they have a long history of things. So here we go. To think of something, so I can release it. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, back to you, Carrie. We'll see how people are feeling here. If you want to call in and describe to us what you felt during some of these healings, describe what which one it was, that would be great, and how, you know, you've actually, how things leave you. That's, you know, it'd be great to have some kind of comments out there, but it, you know, like we say, you know, when we ask for call-ins, it needs to be related to the show tonight. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and you can find the numbers listed under Station 1 there, and if you're in the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-627-6008, or maybe go down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. Line 3 and 4 are both written as that number. Excuse me. So, okay, so that was number 4, that sample. Thanks, Ron. And then number 5, which crosses over with another clearing that we will mention later, is psychic billboard program disconnection. So we have stuff on our psychic billboard from our soul family. So do you want to do a little sample of that, Ron? We could each think of a person who we know affects us strongly, and they probably are putting stuff on our psychic billboard.
Okay, so let's do a psychic billboard clearing here. So again, think of your soul family member, and maybe they're, you know, connected to you because they have a situation that you must be willing to experience from your other soul family members too. You drew the short straw, lose your wallet or your purse or something. They all wanted to see what it was like, and they all wanted to hop into your body to have that experience of the aggravation and whatever else you went through. Plus, if you lost money, they may need to understand that also. So you may have volunteered because you have a history of that, or you just drew the short straw. For your soul family members can and will come into your body. Have you ever felt like your parents or you're doing something and you felt like, gee, you know, like my mother's watching me as I'm doing this here? Well, he's probably in your body. Oh,
very creepy.
Oh, here we go. So one, two, three, releasing this for you, four. Oh, man. Start over again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Hello, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Excuse me. So step number six, the last step on this particular clearing, the soul family disconnection, is light infusion, which I guess is the same as spirit infusion. So, Ron, do you want to just give us a little sample of that? And this is to basically fill in the spaces that we just created in ourselves by removing darkness, and now we can fill them with light.
Yep, so remember, when you release something, then you're only releasing something because your spirit is not there to begin with. The darkness took over. That's one way to look at it. No. So what we released from you was energies that should not be with you because your spirit should be there. Now we're going to bring more of your own spirit into your body in those locations. Where it is, it's hard to say, but everybody's different. Here we go. Spirit infusion. So one. Boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And again, one. Two. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Ugh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Got a caller,
huh? Huh?
We'll get a caller coming in here. Let's hope.
Maybe we'll get a caller, yes. Janice had an interesting comment. I think it was with the billboard portion of step five of this clearing. She said she heard her sister's voice. Well, maybe it was through all the steps. She says, it's creepy. I heard my sister's voice with these clearing steps. That's really interesting. So we've just gone through all the steps, and Ron has done samples on the soul family disconnection. So this, of course, can be accessed through Ron's website. It's a web clearing on creationlightship.com. And so the next one that we're going to talk about is called, and Manny, I'm going to come to your question shortly. The next one, well, maybe I'll do that right now, Ron. Manny in England just woke up. It's in the wee hours. It's about 3:30 in the morning in England, and Manny's listening to the show and just had a dream that their mother died. and is wondering what that means. And, of course, our mothers are pretty much guaranteed to be in our soul family. So this is really just an illustration that we're spread all over Kingdom Come with our soul family on other timelines, is what I would say about that. What about you, Ron?
That sounds correct to me, yeah. We must want her to bring your mother into the picture somehow to give you anxieties about that and to worry. That's probably what most people would be doing, would be worrying about a loved one, you know, having a situation. Oh, that's very interesting. Let's do some clearing for that. So here we go. Clearing for Manny. Take away this timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. What? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. There we go. Hopefully you're feeling better, Manny. And know that it was a timeline out there. That's what they do. Put us on timeline, cause us problems. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just a reminder, the timeline crashing clearing has that little box on it for timeline crashing dreams. So that would be probably a good thing to do, Manny, so that you don't get bleed through from that situation to this timeline. So the next one that we're going to talk about, and it's on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, is called Family Imprinting Cording Removal. So this would be our family, our physical family, which, of course, is within our soul family group. Our family members, I'm sure, are all part of our soul family. So this clearing removes cords and imprinting, or I guess imprinted information that we have received, probably primarily through childhood, from our other family members around us that have influenced us through our earlier years. So, Ron, what would you like to add to that? And maybe we can think of a sample clearing, a cording removal.
Yeah.
Family Imprinting Cording Removal is the name of it.
Yeah. Let's do one a little sideways here.
Okay.
And most people listening are probably older, over 30, and unless you're younger. But anyway, everybody probably has had somebody who was close to them that is no longer living, which means that maybe their spirit jumped into your body if they were a soul family member. Oh, let's try to release that energy. And this is kind of your choice. Some people may want to have that person with them. I would think other people would not even want to have it in their realm of experience because it could bring a lot of sadness. But regardless, we'll do this clearing if you like it. If you do have somebody that has passed on, we'll say, and you want to have that energy released from you, very possibly that spirit got traumatized and popped into you. Oh. So one. Oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5. Reality 6. Oh boy, 7, pretty heavy. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Really good so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. And we have a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Kathy. This is Miguelina from Puerto Rico.
Hi there.
Hi. Do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
I'm delighted to talk to you. I don't like talking on the phone. It's just that I was writing you an email, and I'm going to read what I wanted, the question. But as I'm writing, the energy was so high, it blew up the fuses, the whole light, everything went off. So I wanted to ask Ron if he can sense any energy related to this, because it never happened. We have no power. It blew something here. This is an island, right? And we have local electricity, but it usually, whenever I'm with the program, I always get interference. I have spoken this on the emails before. So my question is in regard to the soul family. Do we come back and reunite with our parents, you know, when they pass? And what does the light say about this? And how about the deceased husband and so forth? I'm not clear about this. So
okay, yeah. Normally what happens is you are reunited with these people through past lives. And maybe even in this lifetime. You may have heard people say, this happens to a lot of women. Not a lot, but it happens to women. Naturally, it's not going to be a man issue, typically, but it could. The man doesn't give birth, but sometimes the woman will carry a child for a short time and there be some type of miscarriage or something. Or maybe the child is very, very young and they die. And all of a sudden, they become pregnant, and the spirit of the other one is put into the new one. And then I've even heard people talk about this where they actually said, a young boy or girl was talking to me about the death of my last child, and they're only like 4 years of age. How could they do that? And they're telling me what it was like to be here and everything else. Well, that would be a great example of a soul family connection, as that same spirit was supposed to be with that person over again, because the soul family wanted that. So that's kind of what happened. So when somebody leaves here, they're forced to come back, and they could come back very quickly. Like in that situation. So
when you dream up with them, is it of the light or is it on another timeline?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
The dreams are on a timeline. It would not be from the light.
Okay, so this is not our parents that we're dreaming with. We're not dreaming with our
It could be a representation of that. They could actually clone energy of your parents if they're not living, and you could be thinking that they're real out on a timeline, and that they could have actually manifested, recreated your parents on that timeline, because that would be real on that timeline. But to you here, if you get a message or something, would not be them, real ones, communicating with you.
Okay, because my sister talks about it all the time. She dreams with my mother. She sees her. I don't see her. I don't dream about her. I just have her dearly in my heart, and that's it. So I was not clear about that. So then probably I need a clearing for her, because that's not from
the light. Yeah, I would do a timeline crash for her on that.
For her, okay.
The dream that she's had more recently, then since she's having a lot of these dreams, I'd probably do a timeline crash for at least 500 of them.
Okay. Can I do it for her? Because I haven't even spoken.
Yes.
To them about this. I'm just learning myself.
Yeah. So you can do it for no problem.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to you tonight. I will miss you. We'll get like 2 or 3 days from now. So it'll be
okay. Well, good luck getting your power back. Thank you for calling in.
It's such a pleasure. My treat. That is dark now. But this is, I'm in the dark, but not in the dark. Okay? I'm in the dark with the mm-hmm. light, but I'm with the light in the dark. Okay, great.
With thank the light you. In the dark. That's good.
Okay. I'm in the light in the dark.
Yep.
Okay. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
You're very
thanks
welcome.
For calling. So, Ron, I think we may have had a second beep. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, hello. This is Michael O. on the chat. How you doing, Ron and Carrie?
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, yeah, this is R. Kansas, like you said. I'm getting feedback.
We're just anyway, hearing you once, so if you can stand it, just keep going.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go oh, man, this is hard. I'm not going to go sideways with this, but, you know, I guess just like the Gnostics say, Ron, that the physical world, that pain, suffering, hate, and war are not the fault of mankind's sin, but the designer of reality himself. And then when we look at our family line, so we really are living the lives of our ancestors. Just like an apple seed can never be a lemon tree because of the laws of nature. So all that stuff, those densities that you talk about, that we have, those seem to be connected. It seems like we'd be needing to do clearings. I guess Christians call them sin. I guess it's really density. We would have to be doing clearings quite often. I mean, my point here is that we get genetically diseases, right? So we also carry their traits like alcoholism or drugs or sex or things of that nature. Could you respond to that?
Yeah, on the clearings that we have, because we are contaminated, first want to clean out what's resurfaced, what's come up. Oh, pop goes the weasel, you know, in this lifetime that's in store for you from your natal chart. So everybody has their own particular life, and things come up in this lifetime for you to work on. That's the dark side script. That's what they want you to do is continuously work on something. In true light, it doesn't exist, but we'll just talk about here. So you have situations occurring, and the older you are, the more situations you have. So, yes, it can seem like it could be endless. But when you start doing a few clearings and you get the whole lifetime one, especially the emotional one, then a lot of that stuff just goes away as you got rid of it in this lifetime. Then you keep current with the unlimited version after that. I would think that most people who do the emotional clearing, I would say that I could probably say 80% of their stuff in their lifetime, if not more, is kind of released. So they're not recycling this stuff. We have other clearings on website, you know, which goes in different directions, but the emotional one is the most important to do.
Right, I haven't actually done those any of those yet, but I do support you through BBS Radio because I believe in you, and you bring a lot of peace energy through your clearings. So I mean, just like we're sitting here listening to you and watching you through the fast chat, listening to you, you'll do a clearing, and I do feel. Feel more peace energy. For the most part, that's what I do feel. So I wish somebody else would call in that has done, maybe Janice. She says she was jumping around, running around. I would like for her, if she would like to call in and let us know a little bit, or somebody else that has done these clearings so I could hear how they're doing.
That's great. So if anybody has done an emotional clearing, that's what you start off with. If you can call in, that'd be great. The soul family ones are to help you get released from other energies outside of yourself that's connecting to you. But, yeah, somebody else would like to call in and maybe
okay.
describe how you
help
before and after.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Michael. Well, I can just give a quick little testimony here before we go on to the we've got one more clearing to cover, and we have about 9 minutes left on the show, so I'll be quick. But I know I was a little hesitant to do all these soul family clearings because my worry was if I get in a real pickle, who's going to help me if I've disconnected from my soul family? Because it's usually the people that you know well, or your parents or your siblings or your best friends who are going to help you. And I was worried that, you know, if I disconnected from my soul family, they wouldn't feel the need or desire to help me. But that hasn't been the case. And I think the way that it's left me feeling is, and I know you've mentioned this before, Ron, that we can still carry out contracts if we choose to, but we have more of a choice. We won't feel as driven or obligated to fulfill contracts. But I sort of have had a, it's kind of like, you know those people have been around you for a really long time, and if they're in a mess, you probably would still help them if you could, but you don't have that strong feeling of obligation that you have to, and perhaps there'll be a situation where you might want to, but you're not able to. So you don't feel driven to be as maybe connected or obligated to them. So you have more of a choice in whether you want to help or what you want to do, or even just simple things like if there's a get-together going on and you really don't want to go, it's a heck of a lot easier just to say, you know what, I'm not coming this time, guys. If you've done these disconnection clearings, then when you haven't, you'll just go and be miserable and wish you weren't there. More likely, you know, if you haven't disconnected yourself from your soul family. And if you have, then, you know, and you want to go, great, go. And if you don't, it's a lot easier to say no. So that would be something that I've noticed having done these clearings. So Ron, I just want to, while we have a few minutes left here, there was one more clearing that we were going to talk about tonight under this topic of soul family, and that is you have your 4-in-1 clearing that is not available on the website that we do with you on the phone, and within that you reconnect us with our home base energy, which you were talking about at the top of the show, which is what the dark have copied when they've made and put us into a soul family here. They've sort of copied that idea of a home base where a group of spirits went to from the light ship after they were created. You do that. But also you do a soul family disconnection of a slightly different kind in the 4-in-1. So can you describe for people who've not done that clearing yet, which is a really phenomenal clearing, what the soul family portion of the 4-in-1 is about?
When we take you right out of your soul family and you never get returned back to it again. So we sever all those energetic connections to the members that are with you. I'll just say something, what Carrie was talking about. She's talking about maybe having a family get-together. And if you're in your soul family and you don't want to go to it, we'll probably be getting all those voices in your head about why you should go. They want to see you and everything else because
you
are connected to all those people. They want to make sure that you're there. So you're going to be getting all those people talking to you inside of your head because all those spirits from your soul family and come into your body. And along with that could probably maybe even be entities hopping into you too. I won't go far to say that, but we'll have that information that you should go. If you're out of your soul family, then you're not going to be having those voices because they're not energetically connected to you, because you're basically all those people in your soul family are like you, and you're severed from that energy, disconnected, and now you can say, you know, I don't want to go to it, and you won't be haunted by it. You have free choice, free will, where otherwise you're going to be hearing those recycled thoughts coming into you. Oh, you got to come. Got to see Uncle Harry. Oh, remember when he pinched you on the cheek when you were really young and it really hurts, and he does it every time he sees you. And, you know, this and that and the other, or they bring up a situation in your life that you did to somebody else, and maybe they got a scar on their body, and they go, oh, yeah, remember that time that you did this? And or maybe you accidentally was playing, baseball, and the baseball bat hit, you know, Charlie in the head, and now he's brain damaged, right? And you didn't mean to do it, but that was one of your contracts. Everybody looks at you, and you go there, and there's a person, and they're not behaving too well because they're in the wheelchair, and everybody looks at you and points the finger at them, and you did this to them, and they want you to suffer. That's just a soul family contract, but they don't let you off the hook. That's what happens. So if you get disconnected from that, they have a much better life.
Yep.
So that's what it does. So it takes you out of that soul family completely. The clearing on the website, we have a clearing which can help you in a situation that's current, which is a soul family disconnection. I think it's an energetic cording release or something. There's a special name for it on the website that you can do, which is good for putting a nice, good Band-Aid on it to save yourself some energy discontent from what you're going through. But the other clearing is takes you out of the soul family. The other one is great, too, because people use that all the time. They feel situations happening, and they get rid of the energies, and all of a sudden, voila, they're free again. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we've just got a couple of minutes left. Ron does have another show coming up at the top of the hour. If you're not familiar with that and you would like to listen, just to go to creationlightship.com. And on the homepage, over on the right-hand side, you'll see some radio icons, and you can click on the one for that, and that'll take you to the next show. So we've got about 2 minutes left. One good question we had here, Ron, that I wanted to read before we sign off from Spirit. Spirit's asking, are all people in our soul family problematic for us? Do any soul family members help?
Yeah, they can help, you know. You know, maybe for some reason car broke down, and lo and behold, a friend comes by out of the blue to help you out. You know, and you wonder, gee, why did they come by? Well, they probably already had that agreement to help you, okay? That could be a possibility, or it could be the opposite too, you know, they're doing stuff to you. So you could have a positive result. I would think most of them, because the aliens want you to suffer, are going to give you a negative one. But typically, you could have a positive one happening to you. You probably have all had situations to where you were doing something or going someplace and really felt compelled to help somebody on the side of the road who was stuck or something like that. And that could be a soul family member because they're resonating with you. And, you know, they're probably putting energy out. I hope I get some help here. And all of a sudden you decide to drive out of your way, go the long way home, and there that person is. And you go, oh, I think I'll help this person. Well, they're probably putting the thoughts out of your head, plus they're in your body, probably making you drive that other direction, okay? And so that's the way that can happen. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, how many of you out there, you know, have received a $1,000 check in the mail from some of your soul family members and thank you, I love you, you know? Well, probably not, you know? But it could happen. But typically, you know, it doesn't work that way. So remember, all they want to do is keep tabs of you, their handlers, and they want to make sure that you fulfill your spiritual contract and agreement for living here. That's the way the dark side keeps tabs on you. They're there to reinforce your life situation, your life path. For a true life, there's no such thing as a life path. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is show up, get a body, energize it, and have your own experience. You're not controlled by anything outside of yourself. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just to wrap up, we've talked about the soul family disconnection online. We've talked about the family imprinting cording removal online, and then also the portion of the 4-in-1 that removes us completely from our soul family. So let's see. I guess, Ron, you've got, is it 2 more 8-hour Sunday calls left for anyone who hasn't signed up yet? I'm trying to think where in the month we are. Yeah,
yes,
two,
uh-huh.
Isn't it? Yeah,
that is
so if you
correct.
Haven't signed up for those, you still can through creationlightship.com. And I know you want to get off, Ron, so I'm sort of blanking out on anything else we need to say here. Is there anything else you want to say before we close the show?
No, I'll energize a light beam for people to give some peace energy. And, you know, if you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, then, like the man at the bank man in New York, he goes, "What are you waiting for? Come on down." And he talks about shoes in his lower level, but what are you waiting for? That's if you've been in there, you know. If you haven't, that's what you hear on the loudspeaker all the time. The store is packed full of people. But anyway, that's just down from the New Yorker Hotel. But yeah, get that clearing, and your life will change. You know, don't keep procrastinating, because remember, as we talked about, things happening, they get compounded. Get this stuff off your bat. So here's a light beam. I'm going to energize it for you with more peace energy. Here we go. And I'll leave it up for maybe 2 hours from now. So that way you can enjoy this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So straight up on the hour, a little bit over 2 hours, it'll be energized. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, I have to leave. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And have a good evening. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Night-night.